This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. New research indicates that female law students are clustered in lower-ranked schools and fewer women are enrolled in prestigious institutions, which makes a huge difference in their future careers and income. Fight for 15 organizers and actions at airports and other targets around the country say they are extending the movement to a different profile of job and believe they have to become more disruptive to achieve a new round of victories. Trump tweeted that he would separate from his family business, but has provided no details, prompting ongoing concerns. A strike by the Lufthansa Pilots Union, known as Cockpit, has paralyzed the German airline. Chinese rights advocates who lead the Civil Rights and Livelihood Watch and the 64 Tao Wang Human Rights Center have disappeared in recent weeks. In a new study, half of chronic insomniacs using an automated online program reported improvement within weeks and were sleeping normally a week later. After losing a Supreme Court case this summer, Texas has shifted its focus to requiring facilities that perform abortions to pay for cremation or burial of fetal remains. Dolly Parton, the country music star, has pledged $1,000 per month to help families made homeless in the Smoky Mountain fires in her home state of Tennessee. With a backlog of more than 500,000 cases, the U.S. immigration courts are failing to deliver timely, fair decisions to people fighting deportation or asking for refuge, according to interviews with lawyers, judges, and government officials. With too few judges, overworked clerks, and an antiquated docket based on stacks of paper files, many of the 56 courts nationwide have become crippled. In Ivory Coast, Africa, tens of thousands took advantage of years of political unrest to seize land and protected forest and use it illegally to grow cocoa. The government is now handling evictions. A coalition of ivory and human rights actors criticized officials for chasing the cocoa farmers out without taking the necessary precautions to ensure that they're displaced to have access to food, potable water, and sanitation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Foundation Movement, AMFM.